This is WBAA. I'm Sam Clement, and I'm joined in the studio by Renee Thomas, who is the director of Purdue's Black Cultural Center, and Bill Case, who is the assistant director of the BCC. Renee, Bill, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Students are back on campus. Another year of great programs here at Purdue. The Black Cultural Center, no exception, with plenty planned throughout the semester. Renee, you've picked a city-based theme this year, and Detroit is the focus. Why the Motor City?
We are very excited about this year's theme and focusing on a city, and we believe that Detroit tells the incredible story and provides a nice narrative for the African-American experience. As you look at Detroit, Detroit was placed on the Underground Railroad. Many stations on the Underground Railroad where enslaved individuals escaped to freedom occurred there in the Detroit area. And as you look at Detroit and the Great Migration, over 100,000 African-Americans moved from the South to aspire to a better lifestyle. And they moved north into Detroit because of the industry that was there with Ford Motor Company and the Industrial Revolution that was occurring there. And you continue on even to contemporary. Today, Detroit is really experiencing an economic downturn. And the arts are playing a critical role in the rebirth of that city. So it really sets a nice narrative for the African-American experience in our nation, moving from the abolitionist movement to the Great Migration and even up to contemporary today. So we thought we could really incorporate all of those themes into a calendar of events for fall semester.
And Bill, we'll talk about some of the programs here in a second, but we're about 5 hours away from Detroit. Why should people in West Lafayette feel that connection with Detroit? What can they learn from that city?
You know, Renee mentioned the fact that Detroit is considered the mecca for the Underground Railroad. Some of the same ties sort of extend through Lafayette and West Lafayette. So it's connected in that way. As far as what is significant about it, it's known as the birthplace of the middle class. And I mean, that city, along with West Lafayette, which has, you know, sort of Subaru and all of the other companies that are sort of here. Up there, they depended on Ford, Chrysler, and, you know, the big three. And they sort of, the community, the middle class was all sort of born out of that industry, you know. So looking at Detroit, you know, and looking at sort of some of the things that sort of happened there can perhaps help us here in this sort of hard period to look at the things that they did and did not do and perhaps adjust accordingly.
Renee, we'll start in September. A pair of programs are highlighted. September 13th is the first one. If you can maybe just tell us what to expect in September.
Our calendar is chronologically reversed, so we're going to deal with the contemporary issues first on our agenda, and we'll be kicking that off with the missing project, Pieces of the D, which features an Apollo, five-time Apollo winner, Jessica Kerr Moore, is going to be on campus sharing with her spoken word, as well as it's going to be complemented with a live DJ. So there will be some music, spoken word, and a graffiti artist is going to be travel with them as well. So it's going to be a very unique multimedia theatrical presentation that I think the students will get very excited about because it is exploring some very contemporary issues there in Detroit. And then secondly, we'll follow up at the end of the month. We're having our Friends and Family Day, which is our open house at the Black Cultural Center, which we invite the entire campus and greater Lafayette community to come to the Black Cultural Center and learn more about our programs and activities. And we'll actually have some exhibits up on display talking about a family history of the story of migration for this particular family. And we'll have children's activities and an opportunity for kids to get involved there at the center doing some hands-on activities and just a wonderful way to celebrate the Detroit experience here in Lafayette.
It's also, as you said, a nice way just to see what the Black Cultural Center has to offer because even though you have these great programs throughout the year, it's a resource for students and people in this community on an everyday basis, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
And Bill, September it has the two main programs. October is filled with stuff. And I was particularly interested in the research tour in the Motor City. Can you explain what that is all about?
Since 2002, the Black Cultural Center has been doing a research tour. The research tour is basically we'll find a topic or a location that is of importance to the African-American experience. We'll do research on campus, and then we'll take a research tour over the fall break. And over that fall break, we'll have lectures, we'll go to museums, we'll do tours, and we'll learn as much as we can about our chosen topic. This time it's Detroit and their history, their growth and their fall and then their sort of rebirth. And while we're up there, we'll have those workshops, we'll have those lectures, those tours, and then we'll come back. And in December, we'll create what is our cultural arts festival, which we'll take all of that research and we'll craft it into an artistic response, a show, if you will. And we'll present that as the final result of our research.
How can people sign up if they're interested in going? How can they get involved and how can they get on the tour?
Well, they can get involved a couple of ways. We have a class which is being offered, a 3-hour class. It's being taught by our librarian as well as our full-time artist. It's IDS 491. And also through our performing arts ensembles. We have 5 ensembles. We have 4 performing arts ensembles. We have the Black Voices of Inspiration, which is our choir, the Johari Dance Troupe, which is our dance troupe, the Haraka Writers, which is our creative writing troupe. We have the New Directional Players, which is our acting ensemble. And for those who are not performance-oriented, we have the Black Thought Collective, where they come and think deep thoughts and write papers.
So plenty of opportunities.
Plenty of opportunity.
Renee, another thing that really stood out for me when I was looking at the schedule was the race experience. I thought that was very interesting. And can you maybe just explain what that is? I think it's something different than what people may have experienced in the past.
Yes, actually, it's called the Race Machine. It's going to be physically located over in Stewart Center for a 2-week period in October, the last 2 weeks in October. Students, faculty, community members will have an opportunity to come sit in this kiosk and see what they will look like as a person of another ethnic origin. For instance, myself as an African-American, I could go in there and through this very sophisticated software, have my image morphed to see what I might look like as a Middle Eastern or Indian or maybe even as a Hispanic individual or Asian individual. So I think it'd be a very powerful piece for students to go through. And then we're hoping to have some complimentary programming around it as well so that there will be an opportunity for students to process that information and what they learned and have some conversation around it to explore the issue of race.
So they will literally be seeing themselves through the eyes almost of someone else.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
And Bill, you can't talk about Detroit without talking about the music. I mean, it's where Motown was, the Temptations,
exactly,
Smokey Robinson,
exactly,
all that. I was looking October 30th. You have a great night of blues. And
yes.
Can you explain what that is?
The thing that people misunderstand about Chicago, not Chicago, but Detroit, is that they have a deep history in music. It starts with the blues and then gospel and into jazz. In October, we have Buddy Guy coming in. And that is sort of a celebration of the blues component of Detroit. They, along with New Orleans, as well as Kansas City and Chicago, they were known as the blues epicenter. And Detroit has that history, and it's not talked about a lot, and that's our way of sort of celebrating that.
You talk about history, blues really translated into everything else.
Exactly.
Motown era, R&B,
exactly,
and everything else. So
exactly.
That should be very exciting. And then, Renee, this may hurt some people at Purdue, but you're bringing in some IU people, but it's all for a good cause.
Yes, it might be a little bit painful, but I think that once they sit in their seats, they'll be tapping their toes and just enjoying a wonderful educational/cultural program in which we will have the IU Soul Review and performance. And they're doing a tribute to Motown. And not only are they doing a tribute that will be full of some toe-tapping music, but there will also be a narration of the music so we can talk about the importance of Motown and what it meant for the city of Detroit and really explore contemporary urban Black popular music.
Of course, November is when it all kind of wraps up. And you talked about some of the programs in September, highlighting the Underground Railroad. That'll be again featured in November. And then you have the Cultural Arts Festival on November 30th.
Yeah, the Cultural Arts Festival is our combination of the semester-long research on Detroit, in which the students will have visited Detroit, had some exposure to various artists in the area, museums, cultural institutions. And they'll present that research in a public fashion on stage in Low Playhouse on Friday, November 30th. So that will conclude our semester. And earlier you talked about the connection with Detroit and Lafayette. And one of the things as we were going through this research that I was surprised to find out is that Detroit has the highest concentration of engineers in the United States are there in Detroit. And also the world's largest institution dedicated to the African-American experience is the Charles Wright Museum, which is right there in Detroit. And it just is a mecca for African-American culture.
And with that said, this question is for the both of you. What do you hope that after the semester is passed and all these programs occur, what do you hope that people take out? What impressions do you hope that these programs leave on the Purdue community?
Well, ideally, it would change the idea of what Detroit is. A lot of times nowadays when you look at Detroit, they see abandoned buildings and things sort of falling apart. But there is more to it. We think about Detroit, we think about Motown, but before Motown, there was the blues, there was jazz, and it was a mecca for all of those things, as well as for gospel. And the fact that now they are sort of on the cutting edge of a resurgence, which is being led by the arts. We have the Heidelberg Project. We have we're looking at urban gardens that are springing up, and hopefully on the other side of this experience, they won't think of decay, but they will think of rebirth.
And Renee?
Exactly. I mimic that. And whenever we were in Detroit earlier, we met with a variety of individuals. And this whole notion of the phoenix rising up mm-hmm. again from the ashes is that Detroit is really at the cusp of becoming something powerful and a city in which our nation can aspire to rather than be ashamed of. Mm-hmm. So we're really hoping to be able to tell that story as well.
Renee Thomas, she is the director of Purdue's Black Cultural Center, and Bill Case, he is the assistant director of the Purdue Black Cultural Center. Renee, Bill, again, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For WBAA News, I'm Sam Clement.